Hi, I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. This is a new program we have about the Chetco Activity Center. I am here today with Thane Groff and his wife, Glenda Groff. Hi, how are you today?
Fine.
We're fine.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me today. So, Thane, you're the current president of the Activity Center. Yes?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How's that going for you? Do you like it?
I like it, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Yeah. We've been going through a lot of transitions here recently.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And Glenda, you are the receptionist coordinator. You help coordinate the games.
Yes.
You help with the walking program.
And the Tai Chi program.
And the Tai Chi program. Glenda kind of wears a lot of hats around this place, too.
I like to do things. I like to stay active. And Yes. You could add my new 2 hours in the kitchen from 7 to 9 on Friday.
Yes. And you're helping pack.
Packing meals on wheels for the weekend. Each day there's a volunteer who packs the daily meals, but on Friday we send out meals for Saturday and Sunday as well. So I pack those.
So that's really awesome that this place really runs on volunteers, right? There's over 100 people that help make this place operate.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And they all do a lot of work here.
Yes. Both of you actually are in the building almost every single day of the week, correct? Except for Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, I'm here from 10 till whatever time.
Till the sundown?
This time of year it is sundown. We leave here around 4. We're here, I think I can speak for both of us, but for me for sure, we think seniors need to be with each other. They don't need to be home alone. It's a good way to fall into depression. Mm-hmm. You come down here, you play games, you walk, you do Tai Chi, you serve meals to other seniors, work in the kitchen, drive the meals on wheels.
Answer the phone when people call.
Answer the phone when people call, greet people. We need more volunteers for things like keeping the calendar and doing correspondence. But There's so many interesting things to volunteer for here.
Yeah. Well, including the board, right? Because Thane is the president of the board.
Yeah, and I'm looking for another board member, and I may have one, but I haven't talked to him just recently, so.
Okay. So if you're listening and you want to volunteer, there's lots of different ways to volunteer. One of the really cool ways to volunteer, we have a fundraising Thanksgiving dinner coming up.
Yes.
On November 26th. Yeah. Do you want to tell them a little bit about
there's
that?
There's a seating at 11 o'clock and a seating at 2 o'clock. The tickets are $14 if you buy them in advance, $16 at the door. It's a full turkey dinner complete with sides and desserts, and our cooks are just wonderful. So come and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Without washing dishes yourself.
Yes, without washing dishes yourself. No cleanup. Yeah, Eleanor is a really great cook. The Girl Scouts will be here to help as well. As Glenda said, there's an 11 o'clock seating and a 2 o'clock seating. We do recommend that you purchase your tickets in advance, just so we're sure we don't run out of food.
The 2 o'clock is selling out fast.
Oh, faster than the 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Really? That's interesting, because in years past, it's been the 11 o'clock that sold out first. That's interesting. Puzzling. So this is pretty exciting, then. This is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, correct?
I think it would be, yes.
Yeah, that's really awesome that we're having so many people from the community that are stepping forward and wanting to support the Chetco Activity Center. So if you're around on Thursday, November 26th, and you'd like to volunteer or purchase a ticket, you can call 541-469-6822. That's 541-469-6822. And we're located up behind Subway on Chetco Lane. And the address is 550 Chetco Lane. If you've never been here, it's a great facility. And we're open 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. So we have had a lot of people that have stepped forward and offered to help, not just volunteering, but money-wise, right? Do you want to speak a little bit to that and the donations that have been pouring in to support the food program?
Yes, we've had many donations, some from groups that are using the center, like the cruisers, St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. There's various groups that use the building that have given an additional donation over and above their usual contribution. We've had a lot of individuals. We've had some very large individual contributions. We're very grateful to all of this. We're encouraging people to think about donating on a regular basis so that we can keep the center running and keeping, like I said, I think it's so important for seniors to have a place to gather. And we want to keep the doors open and all these events, all the exciting things we're doing, we want to keep it all going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the meals are the biggest part of what we do, right? As far as,
yes.
I mean, obviously costs money to run the building as far as maintain the building and things like that. But the meals of all of our output costs, that's the biggest amount. And it's been interesting to watch people that have donated. The majority of the money that's been donated, right, has come to the nutrition program to feed people.
Yes, the nutrition program and sometimes specifically for Meals on Wheels, because to me this is the greatest outreach to the community that we do. If you're a shut-in senior and you need food, the Meals on Wheels program is just wonderful. And we have, I think we're up to about 50 people a day.
Yeah.
That we serve meals.
And that's 7 days a week, too.
Yes,
you, part of why you help
it out on weekends.
Yeah, Friday they have to pack the meal for the weekend, too. Yes. So that's extra meals that go out on Fridays.
And this is also a great place for a catered place because we have room for 50 to 150 people here. So you can have a big get-together.
Absolutely. We do offer rentals here. We have a rental brochure, and you can rent to the downstairs meeting rooms or the upstairs dining room. And as Thane just mentioned, there are catering options available. Eleanor, our cook, does contract out for catering through the activity center. So if you're interested and you have a party, we had a Halloween party that happened here. There's been other Halloween parties here in the past. We have a Meals on Wheels concert coming up. Actually, I don't have the details, so we can't really talk about that, but I think there's going to be some food. Well, it's shared meal, actually, the third Sunday of the month, right? We have a thing here called shared meal on a Sunday afternoon at 4:30 that's more like a potluck, right?
Yes, it is a potluck, and I'd like to promote that, too, because
sure.
You just come down on Sunday between 4 and 4:30 and eat with the rest of us, bring something to share. Bring your favorite dish, and if you want to share but don't want to cook, buy something and bring it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
Every third Sunday of the month at 4:30 at the Chetco Activity Center. And we have a group that has talked about possibly making a fundraising concert on that Sunday afternoon in December. And that's something that we've talked with the board a little bit about the possibility of having more concerts like that. People are asking us for more music-related type of fundraisers. So if anybody's listening and wants to participate, we're also talking about a talent show in the winter. So if anybody's listening and wants to donate their talent, I personally sing, and we have other people here in the building that are musically inclined and a magician who's recently volunteered his time. So yeah, we're coming up with lots of creative fundraisers. It's really cool. We just had another rummage sale that was very successful. We've been doing those monthly, and we've been talking about a cookbook, and we've got a tree in the chair tree event. Yeah. That's going to have Eleanor's cookies on it. So we've gone through a lot of challenges here recently, right? And there's been some stuff in the paper, and that's kind of why I asked you both to be here today. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because there seems to be a word out in the community that we're closing our doors because we're struggling so much, and that's definitely not true.
That is not true.
We are not closing.
We are keeping on going.
Yes, keeping on, keeping on.
We have not lost any grants that we currently have. At one point, the paper said we were losing our grants. The grants change a little bit from year to year because of the formulas they use to calculate them, but we have a grant for Meals on Wheels. We have a grant for our congregate meals. We have a grant for our Time Out program, which we haven't talked about yet. All of those are in place. There are other groups who give grants on an annual basis that we need to apply for each year. We have no reason to think we won't get some of them. The Ford Foundation is helping us at least with planning, perhaps not with money, but for sure with planning. Things are moving forward very nicely. We did the restructure in order to keep moving. We did not do the restructure in preparation for closing.
True. Yeah. That's really important to remember that, you know, sometimes in life we all have to look at what we're doing, and sometimes what we used to be doing doesn't make sense anymore. And we're a nonprofit, and there were multiple different things that we went through with restructuring, and we're relying a lot heavier on volunteers than we were before, which I think is a good thing, because since I started here, I keep hearing, I started working here a year and a half ago and at the Chetco Activity Center, and people kept saying, well, this place runs on volunteers. And the more people that I began to meet that volunteer here that I'd never even, you know, people that I didn't ever come in contact with because they're Meals on Wheels drivers. They're maybe only in the building for a minute. The pickleball teacher on Sundays, right, which we haven't really talked about yet. There's so many people, over 100 people that keep this place going every day. It's really amazing that there's so many people that give so freely of their time to keep this place open.
I think there have been probably a dozen people that have stepped forward in recent days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would actually say, I think maybe more than that. If I just today, when we were getting ready to play bingo, we've been playing bingo on Fridays, and the bingo game today started late because I had three people. Two of them I came down here to meet, and then as we go upstairs, a third person walked in the building, and so I was able to give her a tour as well. And I talked to someone yesterday. We just had at least three volunteers that I know of start last week. And then on top of that, we even have another volunteer that just came in yesterday who is interested in starting in the dining room as a server on Tuesdays. So people are coming out of the woodwork to participate and donate what they can, right? We may not always all have money to donate, but time or even just inviting a friend to come to lunch here is a really great way to contribute and participate with the vitality of this wonderful nonprofit. So Thane, do you have anything, since we're on this podcast together, do you have anything that you would like to share with our listeners as the president of the board? Any thoughts you might have?
I'm just looking forward to going forward, and I've been trying to correct a lot of things that needed correcting, and it's been a big job just to get these things taken care of, and we're getting close to the end of that so I can start doing new things, I hope.
Yes. I want to thank you, actually, on this podcast with all our listeners for your diligence in being such a great leader and a president, right? Because we're a nonprofit, and it requires leadership from a board that is able to make decisions, and there's some things we're facing with our website and other things right now where we're trying to figure out how to keep moving forward and keep these things updated. We've got a really active Facebook page now, which has really been awesome. We're getting so much response from the Facebook page. And I had no idea that this many people that are on Facebook care about this place. And it just makes me amazed. And I want to see other people maybe that aren't on Facebook engage in the same way. And if we can, maybe as we move forward, figure out how we access those people, because the Facebook community certainly cares a lot about this place. Glenda, you're on Facebook a lot. Yeah. You've noticed that.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been a lot more communication and talk and all sorts of people stepping forward that want to help on Facebook. And if it is only just sharing our status updates on Facebook, on their Facebook pages, that's really cool as well. So speaking of, we do have a Facebook page. You can search the Chetco Activity Center in the search bar of your Facebook. If you haven't liked us on Facebook, please like us on Facebook and follow us. And be sure to share our happenings with all of your friends and family on Facebook. So Glenda, you have a lot of hats that you wear. Thane has his one hat with many feathers that he wears. but you do an awful lot of things here. And I know it's not just because you like to keep busy. Why do you do it? Why do you give so much time?
I think it's important. I think we need a place to be together. Many of the really active people here are people who have lost a spouse recently. Very, very sad thing that happens to us when we get older. And you need a place to have friends. You need a place where people will support you. You need a place to eat together. Who likes to cook for themselves? It's just important to me that people have a place to come together, to eat together, and play together. I spend a lot of time, people think it's maybe frivolous to just play, to play cards. I think it's important just to keep us happy and active and encouraged. And it helps people's mental abilities to stay sharp as they grow older, to challenge ourselves with fun and games and puzzles and books. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely library of both books and puzzles for sale or for loan.
Yeah, it's a pretty great game room, and it's very active now in the mornings and the afternoons. Thank you, Glenda, for helping to keep all the card players and game players engaged. There's always something going on in that library and game room.
And other activities like the Tai Chi and the exercise program and the Walk with Ease, which we started a little over a year ago. And one of our groups, the morning 10:30 groups, there is a beginning and an ending to the program, but we just keep walking. We never end at the ending. We just keep going. So 10:30 at Azalea Park, we walk.
Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays across from the Little Red Church, St. Timothy's, in that lower parking lot on Old County Road. Come walk with us. It's great.
If it's not pouring, we walk.
Yes.
We walk in drizzle.
They will walk in drizzle. So be sure to wear a jacket. Yeah, I certainly have appreciated you, Glenda, with the Walk With Ease program. It's made it really great to have somebody else who loves to walk to help encourage some of these people. We've made a difference in a lot of lives in this last year, and getting people walking, and someone's thanking me every week at some point about these walking groups. So I really appreciate you being willing to help out with that. I'm Scott Clapson, the community organizer here on KCIW. We are here today on a new program we have called the Chetco Activity Center, Your Gathering Place. If you like this program and you want to donate to KCIW, we encourage you to do so. We are a nonprofit. I am here today with Thane Groff, the president of the Chetco Activity Center, and Glenda Groff, his wife, who helps coordinate the receptionists and helps coordinate Walk With Ease with me and multiple other things, including our game room and other stuff like that. So as we move forward, what do you think, Thane, is the thing that you're most excited about? You talked a little bit earlier about moving forward. Is it fundraising? Is it having efficient board meetings? Because I know y'all have been meeting a lot in the last few months since you took over as president. What's the most exciting thing to you coming up?
Well, I want to try to get some more grants, maybe for some high-tech equipment and new telephone system. And we need to keep looking ahead to see what we need, because we don't always know what we need. So
solar panels?
So somebody said we need some solar panels. That would help cut our electric bills, I'm sure. So
yes. Yeah, we've been talking about that. Definitely the phone system. Oh my gosh, that would be nice to have a phone system.
And access with Wi-Fi all over the building instead of just in the one room upstairs.
Yeah, absolutely. So continued grants. And if anybody's listening, I know there's been multiple people in the community that have stepped forward that have experience with grants. Really what we're looking for more than anything, and I think Thane, you'd probably agree with me, are people that are willing to help write said grants. I'm having multiple people forward me emails about grants with links. And the problem is we need help filling them out. It's great to find the grant, but we really need people that have grant writing experience, because, right, I'm only one person, and As you can tell from listening to this podcast, we're all wearing multiple hats here now at the Chetco Activity Center, which I think is a great thing. But we do need help writing the actual grants. And so if anybody's listening and has grant writing experience and would like to learn, we'd love to collaborate and have some volunteer grant writers that could help us in not only researching grants that are forwarded to us, but then helping us to fill them out and get them turned in on time. So am I correct, Thane?
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe having more community involvement with having more something like a beer fest or mm-hmm. something that would interest more of the people in the community mm-hmm. here at the center, because we do have a beautiful building.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that, about how amazing this building is and how fortunate we are to have such a beautiful, it was used to be called the Senior Center. We've kind of moved away from that concept just because not everybody who comes in the building now that's of retirement age identifies themselves as a senior, especially in this baby boomer generation. And how do we make them feel welcome as well, so they see themselves? And we have a lot of younger volunteers here now too that have, we had a 15-year-old that came in every day through the summer and helped us, named Zach. We have people from the high school that have been coming in and helping. Eleanor's grandkids come in and help. We have a couple board members that have brought their kids in to help. So we have a lot of younger people too that have been helping out around the building. So absolutely, making ourselves more accessible to the community, definitely. Glenda, what is the thing that you're most excited about coming up in 2016?
I'm just excited about keeping our nutrition programs going, having people come in to eat, play bingo while we eat, listen to music while we eat. We also need even more volunteer musicians.
Yes.
Scott said we just had a recent volunteer, but we have more days open now. I'm excited about eating together and about providing meals for shut-ins.
Yeah. Well, and that's gone up in the last year. It was when I started here a year and a half ago, there was only about 35 to 40 a day.
Yes.
And now it's 50.
Yes.
And as people become more and more aware, I think it's going to continue to grow. And I think the biggest thing with that would be if people are listening and they're passionate about this. Oftentimes, these seniors that are shut in their homes don't have the capability to pay for their meal, right? And so if someone in the community feels called that's listening to this and wants to sponsor someone monthly, that would be really awesome. And you could call the Chetco Activity Center and ask to speak to the kitchen. And we could help you find out if you're interested in sponsoring someone's food for the month for their Meals on Wheels. That would be really cool, because oftentimes they're on a fixed income and aren't able to contribute very much. But as per the grant that we get, we have to offer them the opportunity. But it would be really cool if we could, you know, have all 50 of those people be sponsored by different members of the community that are passionate about these people having enough to eat, even when they're shut in their houses. So, the Meals on Wheels program that keeps coming up as a important thing that we do. Well, I think the thing that I'm most excited about is I heard recently that we have 600 members-ish right now. And I would love to see that number more than double. I think we could get it up to be over 2,000. We have 60% of this town practically is of age. I'm a member here. If you're listening and you didn't know, you're under 55 and you want to become a member, you're welcome to become a member. I'm a lifetime member. Thanks to someone's generous sponsoring me to become a lifetime member. So if you would like to become a member of the Chetco Activity Center, it's only $15 for a year or $150 for a lifetime membership. And we are coming up to 2016. So we would really encourage people, if you've become a member in the past, it is a yearly membership, unless it's a lifetime membership. And so we'll be doing a membership drive coming up soon. And it'd be really awesome to see the membership of this place increase, because we are a membership nonprofit. And by becoming a member, you get a voice on the voting for the board of the Activity Center. So there's a few different ways coming up that you can support the Chetco Activity Center if you're listening. We have the wonderful Thanksgiving lunch on November 26th on Thanksgiving Day, two seatings, 11 and 2. Tickets are available at our reception desk, or you can call 541-469-6822. We also have the wonderful Cherry Tree event at the Grange on December 5th from 10 to 4, and the Chetco Activity Center will have a tree at that event that'll be up for silent auction. And we would really appreciate people coming out and bidding on our tree. And of course, we always take donations. And like I said, most of the donations that we have had coming in have been for the nutrition program and being sure that the seniors that we have coming into the building get enough to eat, which is really important because that's the biggest part probably of why we exist. So Thane and Glenda, I really appreciate both of you being here today. As we close out the podcast, is there anything else that you would like to address or any thoughts you have as we close?
See you for Thanksgiving dinner.
That's a great answer. See you for Thanksgiving dinner. What about you, Thane?
We just want to keep going.
Just want to keep going. Absolutely. So there you have it, folks. From the mouth of the president of the Chetco Activity Center, we are staying open. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your continued support of the Chetco Activity Center, and we hope to see you at lunch. We serve lunch Monday through Friday. 11:15, the salad bar comes out, and 11:30, the lunch bell rings, and we serve lunch from 11:30 to 12:30. We play bingo on Fridays. Come join us, and we'll see you at the center. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to KCIW. I'm Scott Clapson, and thanks for your donations. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.